And correspondent Larry Bensky had died. He was 87. Bensky's career in journalism spanned more than five decades, during which time he won, among other awards, the prestigious George Polk Journalism Award for his coverage of the Iran-Contra hearings in 1987. Max Pringle reports.
Larry Bensky had a front-row seat to many of the major local and national historical events of the past half-century. And from that seat, usually behind a microphone, he would offer his audience a fluid description and erudite analysis of what he was witnessing. Here he is in 1978, covering a march and vigil in San Francisco's Castro District to honor the lives of slain San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk.
Passing the intersection of 15th and Market, there are people stretching all the way back from here to Castro Street and beyond, up Castro Street towards 18th. It's impossible to say how many people are here, but there are thousands and thousands of mourners for Harvey Milk and for Mayor Moscone.
Bensky was already Pacifica Radio's signature voice by the time the Iran-Contra congressional hearings were held in 1987. He would anchor hours of coverage of the historic hearings.
Good morning and welcome to Pacifica Radio's live gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Iran-Contra hearings from Washington, D.C. I'm Larry Bensky in the Senate caucus room. Strangely enough, a hush has fallen over this room as Lieutenant Colonel North has entered.
Bensky would win the George Polk Award, one of the top honors in American journalism, for his coverage of the hearings. Major media outlets and networks took notice. He would appear as a commentator over the years on CNN, The Today Show, PBS's McNeil Lehrer NewsHour, and other national programs. Former KPFA News co-director Eileen Alfandary said she was struck by Bensky's energy and dedication, even sometimes after broadcasting all day.
And Larry was still able to do a really effective and thorough sum up of what had happened and explain the importance of it. I mean, I was just blown away by his ability to do that at the end of a very, very long day and night.
Former KPFA engineer and station manager Jim Bennett said he saw Bensky's dogged preparation and dedication to holding powerful people to account firsthand when he engineered for Bensky for an interview with Oliver North of Iran-Contra fame.
Being someone who asked the important questions and not the softball questions, it was quite an afternoon being with Larry and seeing him do his thing.
What was Operation Rex Bravo? Do you remember that one in April of 1984? Having to do with Operation Night Train, a military invasion of a Central American country?
You got me there.
You never worked on that one?
Well, I'm not saying I did. I'm not saying I didn't, Larry. I just don't recall the event that you're talking about.
In an interview for a 2007 documentary produced to honor him at his retirement, Bensky said his interest in current affairs came from his father, who he said brought home a stack of newspapers every day to their Brooklyn home.
I was one of those kids who taught himself to read from newspapers because my father used to bring home six or seven of them a day, and it was during World War II and Jews were being exterminated, and I was very interested in that issue, being Jewish myself. Not that it was a major issue in our household, but it was sure a major issue on the planet. They tried to shield us from that, but when I saw the big headlines and put the words together, I knew what was going on.
Other colleagues marveled at Bensky's seemingly boundless curiosity and knowledge on a variety of issues. Philip Muldery is a longtime KPFA on-air personality and current host of The Sunday Show in Bensky's old time slot.
He was an encyclopedia of information, so that he was totally prepared for whatever came down.
Muldery said that preparation and work ethic were clearly on display on the morning of September 11th, 2001.
I was doing the morning show then, and of course I was about to start my program at 7 a.m. when the bleep hit the fan, and Larry immediately arrived and took over the airwaves to do the special coverage of 9/11.
Bensky also mentored the next generation of broadcasters at KPFA.
He was an icon, and he could provide that quick wit and analysis because he knew his topics.
Christina Onnestad is KPFA's morning news anchor and news co-director. She said Bensky was there to shepherd her in the early days of her career.
What I learned from Larry was the importance of providing a critical ear to what government has to say, providing a critical ear to the hearings. And the other thing I learned from Larry was the importance of context.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert, who hosts KPFA's Upfront program, echoed those sentiments.
I learned the magic of live radio, the power of syncing up the attention of a big audience on a single event.
Binsky retired from KPFA in 2007, but continued to do special assignments. He taught journalism and politics at Cal State East Bay and at Berkeley City College. In the 2007 documentary, Binsky shared the main bit of wisdom he tried to impart to his students and mentees.
The advice I give them is be really sure you want to get involved in this, because like Edouard Moreau said, and I'm paraphrasing him here in one of his final speeches, this is a business in which you'll have tremendous reward and a tremendous sense of accomplishment, and it'll break your heart every time.
A memorial to honor Larry Binsky is being planned. Details will be broadcast and will be posted at kpfa.org when available. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.